And now here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers is Fiona Kelly.
The Irish Independent has an unusual lead story this morning. It's based on the contents of a really sad letter which was written by the English-born couple who died in their remote bungalow near Clonmel in Tipperary sometime between late 2020 and early 2021, although their bodies lay undiscovered for a year and a half. The torn-up letter, which was found in a bin and has been pieced together by a Gartha handwriting expert, shed some light on the mysterious lives of Nicholas and Hilary Smith. In the letter, signed in both their names, the 83 and 79-year-old express how they were distrustful of the healthcare system in Ireland. It's known that Nicholas worked in the Merchant Navy and later had been a captain on cruise ships, working at one point for the Disney Cruise Line. The couple, who were married in 1967, had travelled the world and spent time living in the Far East and on Australia before settling in Ireland in 2006. The couple had lost contact with their relatives and had little interaction with locals after they moved to Ireland. The Land Development Agency is to begin purchasing privately owned sites that can be used for the quick delivery of public housing. That's according to Pat Leahy's lead story in today's Irish Times, which reports that the agency is expected to focus initially on large sites with existing planning permission for more than 200 homes near cities. A warning from the UN that Russia's withdrawal from the Black Sea Grain Initiative deal on Monday is likely to spark a global food security crisis generates a lead story in the Irish Examiner. And the Irish Daily Mail leads today with the outcry which has followed the violent and unprovoked attack on an American tourist in Dublin city centre on Monday. Time to tackle the thuggery is the headline there. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun lead with the first meeting which took place between Ryan Tuberty and RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst this week following the payments controversy which has rocked the station. The Mirror reports that both men are expected to meet again after they each take a break over the coming weeks. For its lead story, the Irish News reports on the controversy caused by disparaging comments DUP MP Ian Paisley made in the House of Commons this week about a solicitor representing the family of IRA man Colin Marks, who was shot dead by the RUC in 1991. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the line that 200 children in Northern Ireland don't yet have a place at a special education school just weeks before the new term begins. And finally, the pictures in the front of today's Times and Examiner say it all in terms of the disappointment felt by the fans who gathered in Ringsend Stadium yesterday morning to cheer on local girl Abby Larkin and the rest of the Irish team as they lost their opening game in the World Cup. In contrast to the agonised faces of the young fans, Abby herself is pictured smiling amongst a group of Irish fans after yesterday's game on the front of the Independent. The Irish Daily Star, meanwhile, focuses on what Vera Powell had to say following yesterday's impressive performance but disappointing result. Ahead of next Wednesday's game against Canada, the Irish manager told reporters, "We can play against the best teams in the world. We do not fear anyone."